We know and we love the sound. It is the sound of Humboldt Baywatch, brought to you by Cocotat, making all of the gear that you need to get into the water. And I have got Carol Vandermeer on the line today. Hey, Carol.
Hey, Mitch. How's it going today?
You know what? It's pretty pleasant down here in Ferndale. I can't complain. My coworkers and I were laughing that it finally took until about September, but our shoulders are bared, our ankles are out. We are scandalous for Northern California.
That sounds awesome. It is beautiful here. I happen to be calling in from Arcata, kind of up in the Redwoods a little bit, at a friend's house. So it is a gorgeous day here as well. I was out last weekend enjoying our beautiful weather up in the Bald Hills of Redwood National Park. It was so gorgeous.
I don't get up to the Bald Hills as often as I would like to, but it's such a beautiful drive to get up there. The whole thing is just super enjoyable. Did you see anything good up in the Bald Hills?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it was really lovely. The Bald Hills up Bald Hills Road is very open and prairie-like, and I love going there during the different seasons. It's, you know, pretty dry. All the open fields are kind of brown and crispy, but it's the changing seasons that make it so enjoyable to go up there. And right now, what I enjoyed, probably what really stood out to me, was the bugling of the elk up in the Bald Hills. It was amazing sound, because it's pretty, you know, you don't see very many people up there. And to hear this eerie, loud bugle of the elk, it is the season of the rut. And so those male bulls have got the hormones, coursing through their veins, and that bugle can be heard throughout the hills up there.
I like that you say that there's not a lot of people, but there's a lot of elk. And especially when you talk about the bugles, it doesn't sound maybe like what you would, they almost sound like weird, eerie birds a little bit.
Yeah, they do. In fact, you know, scientists and behaviorists have watched them, and it's actually a combination of a low roar and a whistle at the same time. And scientists are still a little mystified about how they actually do it, but it carries through great distances, lets any other competing bulls know, hey, this is my harem, this is my crew. And but it's really eerie. And up in the Bald Hills, actually in Redwood National Park, there's several different herds, and there's a Bald Hills herd, and it's estimated maybe around 250 individuals. It's the largest elk herd. I know probably a lot of people have seen them down by Elk Prairie and Prairie Creek Redwood State Park. There's herds down there as well. So it's not just one herd. And so when we were up there and we heard the elk bugle and saw a bull kind of looking at us, we had a great distance between us, which was important. But nevertheless, he was watching us. So we gave wide berth and moved out of there, because they get to be a bit unpredictable, especially during the rut. And always you should keep your distance from wild animals, especially 1,200-pound male bulls with huge racks of antlers can be very, very dangerous.
Yeah, they don't look like something that you want to mess with, because they're big and they look surprisingly agile.
Actually, they are surprisingly agile. When I was doing a little reading of some key facts, I read somewhere that elk can run up to 40 miles an hour. Holy moly. They look really too big for that. But I still give them plenty of wide berth. I had an interesting experience when I first came to the area. I was actually a park ranger up at Redwood National Park. And I would hang out by the elk herds and talk to, with a spotting scope at a great distance, share little factoids. And once I was leading a group, and, the out-of-town tourists, they really love to take pictures. And we were kind of giving the elk herd the right of way, but somebody behind me was coming up with a camera. The young bull felt a little threatened and did what was called a little bluff charge. And, coming right at you. So I was like, whoa, and you have to give them the right of way, back off. Don't stand up to them. You want to get out of the area and hopefully never be close enough to have that happen. This was a miscommunication with somebody behind me who was approaching and blocking their way to take pictures. So don't do that. And also, you know, don't just pull off on the highway. I know a lot of us have seen elk quite a bit. If you travel up 101, you'll recognize where the herds are by people pulled off on the road, all excited about taking pictures. So just be careful out there. But they are gorgeous, gorgeous animals. And in our area, we have a subspecies of elk called the Roosevelt elk. Actually, in the U.S., there's Tule elk, there's Rocky Mountain elk, and in our area is the largest subspecies called Roosevelt.
So when you talk about, I do see them occasionally out when you're driving along. I happened to accidentally kind of walk the wrong way off of a trail, and I kind of looked one in the eye a lot closer than I would have liked to. But I don't think this was during the rut. So the rut is mating season, right? That's when they're looking. They're finding each other. So it's mating season now. When do they start making, when do the little elks come about?
Yeah, they come about in the spring, I think April, May, you will see them. And of course the cows will be very protective of the young, but, those young will stay hidden for like, you know, over 2 weeks before they're allowed to come out. And they are actually born without a scent, so they can't, it makes it hard for predators to find them. So it's kind of interesting time. But year-round, you should be careful, just during the rut especially. So, and those males, you know, those antlers, man, one of the things they do to kind of get ready to impress the females and defend their harem is they create what we used to call these little dressing rooms. You know, you'll find areas in the wetlands down around Prairie Creek where the elk have thrashed about. They scratch the velvet off of their antlers to kind of shine and darken their antlers. They'll toss all kinds of weeds and leaves to kind of look big and gnarly and impressive. And they'll even have been known to, like, dig a little hole and pee in it and then kind of thrash that about urine to make them smell lovely for the ladies, I guess. So it's pretty interesting time of year right now for the elk.
Yeah. So you keep saying harem. Is that that's the technical term? Does that make up a herd?
Yep, definitely. A harem of females that hang out with them. And you might see the younger bulls, kind of a bachelor herd, are off on their own. But usually there'll be a dominant bull in this harem. Yeah.
And so there's multiple bulls. Because you said the largest one was, what, 250? So there's not just one bull hanging out with 249 females, is there? Or are there multiples?
Don't quote me on that, but I believe there will be a dominant one hanging out with them. And whether he mates with all of them, I can't really give you testimony on that part.
That's probably a good thing.
There is. Right. And those antlers are amazing. They, you know, through the summer season with the lengthening days, they grow like an inch a day, which is crazy to imagine. And as we probably, all listeners probably know, that they're not horns, they're antlers, because they shed them and they fall off every year and grow that rack back, maybe up to 40 pounds, you know, hiking around on their head. So, yeah, the lengthening day kind of triggers the hormones and the testosterone that gets going to have that rapid growth of antlers.
Well, then this seems like a good time to see them, because you kind of want to maybe hear them more than see them, because you want to keep such a distance. And you sent me this cool little link that has some, because it is very bizarre, the bugle sound. So it's a low groan and a whistle at the same time. Yeah. I think I've got it kind of where I could play. Hold on, let me see. I think you can hear it. Let's see if I can get. There we go. It's almost a little like a velociraptor from the movies.
That is very eerie.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it sounded like up in the Bald Hills when we went up there for our little walk.
So that's the mating call. That's the one that gets the ladies coming over to them. That's what they like.
Right. And tells the other bulls, hey, this is my harem. Yeah. Pretty interesting. And those herds, another name for elk that is commonly used is Wapiti, which means is derived from a Shawnee word for white rump. And that's what those guys have. They have lighter rumps. They're not white, but they are definitely light. So elk rumps are pretty darn cute out there as well.
Well, I'm glad that you think so. I don't want to get close enough. They make me a little bit nervous, which as they should. But hearing that sound, if you didn't know what that sound was coming from, one, I would say, I'm out of here, no matter what. I don't care what's making that sound. I'm out of there. But that's definitely a good warning sound. That doesn't sound like something that you want to be coming close to. But how long is this rut going on in case you wanted to hear that coming in real life?
Yeah, they say it begins, you know, later in August and goes all the way through October. So this is the time that you can hear it. And yeah, as long as you're staying good distance, don't get too close. I mean, you can still watch them. Binoculars are great tools for watching wildlife at a distance. And be an observant. You know, if a bull is staring at you and looking at you, that means he is on guard. You know, if he's just like munching, grazing, laying there, you know, they're pretty relaxed.
They're in front yards. I think, God, what about the people who live there? You just wake up one day and you have a whole bunch of elk in your front yard. But I guess that comes with
and
the territory.
I imagine different herds are a little more used to people than others, but still, the phrase is respect their existence, give them distance. That is thing to remember with lots of different wildlife, but it's great time of year to enjoy that bugle sound of the males up there in the Bald Hills, down by Prairie Creek, lots of different places to be able to listen and watch at a safe distance.
And probably, now you're never supposed to bring your dog in a lot of these places, but also definitely a good time to not be having a dog because a dog might be a little bit curious, and I have the feeling that that could bring a little bit of trouble to you, more than you would probably hope for.
Yeah, up in Redwood National Park, dogs are allowed to, you know, on leash in the campgrounds and on the road, so it is possible if you are parked, you know, at a safe distance at Elk Prairie, it would your pooch on a leash, you're right, you do not want them going out after those elk.
Yeah, that's the time to keep them on a leash for sure. Penny's pretty good about things, but yeah, she's definitely very curious as well. And while that sound might be frightening to me, that might be, hey, get over here and check me out to a dog. So make sure that you keep them right on leash. We heard the song by an elk. But do we have any sort of songs that are for an elk or about an elk?
Well, I've done a little looking, but I didn't come up with really good elk music. However, if you want to like start with a snappy tune in honor of those males bugling their way through the rut season, I was thinking, how about the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy?
That is a good one. Yeah. Okay. So we've got a few, let's see, versions of this. We've got the Andrews Sisters. Maybe that's a good one. The Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. Perfect. Our version of bugling. But if you want to hear their version of bugling, it's a good time to do it up in the Bald Hills. So I appreciate you talking about elks today and sending me that link because I was not expecting that to be the sound at all. I don't think I've ever heard it, but I expected something different.
Really?
No.
Ooh, it's pretty darn cool sound to hear.
Yeah, I want to hear that in real life again from a big distance. But now, if you hear it, you'll know it's not a velociraptor. It's an elk looking for a mate.
That's right. All right.
All right. Well, thanks for chatting with
me
today.
Have a great day out there.
I will. And good request. Here's Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy from the Andrews Sisters. Thanks as always, Carol.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-de-lead, a toot. He blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie boogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump way to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Toot 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 da da toot da da toot toot. He blows it to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays. When someone gives him a beat, he really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da, 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 da. He plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.